This is the sound of second chances. It's more than a bowl of pet food. It's nutrition that changes lives. It's the sound of healthy, happy pets. Not just in your home, but in shelters across the country. Because feeding your pet Hills helps feed shelter pets. Science did that. Hills Pet Nutrition. Buy the bag that gives back. Visit hillspet.com/giveback or tap the banner to learn more.
Let me ask, were you shocked when you found out your partner's number? This is for ladies and guys. Were you shocked? Now, this sounds fake. I'm just going to say, this video could be real, but it sounds fake.
The point of it,
like,
is...
They're bad actors.
Yeah, it's bad acting.
But this does happen.
Yeah.
Right? And so they were trying to do their bad acting. They did the whole thing. And the internet's like, oh...
Listen, TikTok is full of it. Full of bad
dude's
acting.
Dude's reaction.
Yeah.
It's real bad, but... Were you shocked when you found out the number? Listen to this.
How many guys have you slept with?
No.
All right.
No. Number at the same time.
Like on the count of three?
Count of three.
All right.
Ready?
One, two, three. 135.
Oh.
Seven, that's it?
135.
Her answer's 135. Listen, maybe that's not fake. I don't know.
No. It probably is, but it's not in the same sense of this is how reality is sometimes. Like, there are people out there, there are couples out there that listen to this very show.
This program.
Where the girl in the relationship has been with 100 guys.
Oh, my God.
And the guy in the relationship has been with under 10.
Huh.
There are, because, you know, like, eventually, like, after a girl's been with 100 guys, she really starts to, like, you know, go down the guy list. Like, she starts to look for something kind of different. And then these kind of nerdy guys that would never get to have sex with this kind of girl finally get their shot, but they just have to wait until this girl has stacked up her number so incredibly high.
What?
You know what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying, right?
Excuse me?
Like, he would never have a shot if she hadn't been with 135 guys.
What?
He would 135? Never had a shot with her unless she was looking for something different.
135.
Yeah.
John, would you be like, that's a red flag?
No, she gets to be with 200.
She gets to be with 200.
What do you think, Jared?
Nah, I'd be grossed out by it.
I don't think a lot of guys would be grossed out.
Not nowadays.
I don't think
so. I think our generation, yes.
Quick debate.
I think, like, my kids' generation, no.
Nah.
It looks like a debate is about to break out.
How many dudes would be grossed out? I don't think a lot of guys.
Or even my chick's generation, no. Because her generation is different than mine.
That's the TikTok generation.
Yeah, She's part of TikTok world, and I'm MySpace. That's us in a nutshell.
That's a divide right there.
Yeah, yeah, but it's a lot better to have sex with than having to have sex with the MySpace generation.
Well, so we in the MySpace, we were like, no, that's MySpace.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't like that's everybody's space.
Right?
That's...
You want to tick this talk? Yeah, it was like that was MySpace, and I don't even want to go down. Yeah. Right now.
My girlfriend's in the Facebook generation, which is a place for friends, and I don't want her place to be a place for friends.
Well, yeah,
Derek's about to hit us with some thumbs up emojis.
I am. I love emojis.
1-855 FU Billy. Would that be too many? Would you be? Because she's 135.
I'm
he's
out.
Seven. You're
I'm
out.
I'm out. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm out.
Is that too much? And were you shocked when you found out the number? Let's go to Dose. What's up, Dose? Good morning.
Nothing, man. Good morning. Hey, no, to me personally, I don't think I'd be bothered by it, to be honest with you. I mean, because I have an extensive history in the past, but I mean, so me personally, like, it doesn't bother me at all.
No.
You know, because, like, that's just a self-esteem thing. You know, you can't be, I mean, of course, like, you know, that girl ain't your first. Or your,
right, right, right. So, I mean, what does it matter? If you're not the first, you're last. Anyways, yeah. So, I mean.
I'm okay with it.
And that's a horrible way to look at it, though.
Yeah.
If you ain't first, you're last. I mean, it's like,
That is a horrible way to look at it.
No, I remember that there was some, like, wedding vow or something. They're like, you know, and he's like, I love you and all this stuff. And she's like, and then the music plays, you know what I mean? The whole thing. It's like, she's like, you were not my first. By a long shot.
What?
But.
Why would you say that?
You're going to be my last, and I love you.
Okay. I would have walked away. I know. Like, on the altar. I would have left.
I would have just thrown myself into a fire.
I would have literally left. I would not have stayed up there and continued that.
Chicken Joe, we already know you don't care.
No, maybe he's changed. Exactly, maybe it really bothers him.
Number, that's just experience points, man. She's got him.
Damn it.
It's going to be a fun time.
I want Chicken I hope Chicken Joe changes one day and he calls in and he's like, I'm disgusted by Holly's number.
Yeah, I
want
to hear that.
I can't believe she's been with so many men.
Little Debbie Man, what do you think?
Hey, what's up, guys? Shout out to Joe's and shout out Chicken Joe. I'm pretty much on Chicken Joe's side. That makes a lot of sense. That's basically experience points.
That doesn't make any sense, like, little
Debbie
Man.
You're gonna be a little,
sex
little
is not experience points,
it,
okay?
A little boy about it.
No, this is, like, you want then, your sex.
Like, just don't be with her.
You want your chick's sex to be like golf. You want it to be like negative numbers. Like,
yes.
The more positive numbers, it's like, oh, God.
I don't know. There's
you had
something
a horrible
about
round.
Being, like, selective.
Yeah. How many bogeys did you get?
Yeah, you don't buy a car because it has high miles.
You're like, yeah, you know what? Those are experience
damn,
miles.
This thing's a runner.
Right. Those are, oh, man. Those
now I don't have to break the seats in.
I ain't got to teach this car nothing. It knows when I put it.
I hate that new car smell.
It knows when I hit the D. That means drive.
What's up, Dennis?
What's up, man? Morning.
Good morning,
yo, up,
Dennis.
Buddy?
What you got?
130. Anyone who's going to be with anyone real, it's really that amount. It's just like so used up.
I mean, it's well, that's a rude thing to say. She can still have a life, sir. All right. She's just
well,
chose.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with her personality.
I mean, it's not. She's not used up. That's a horrible thing to say. It's like, well.
Yeah. Doesn't mean that, you know, anything bad needs to happen to her.
It's
just like,
based
hey.
On your moral compass.
Yeah.
And you are not wrong. If you're like,
right.
Hey, there's no wrong answer. If you're like, hey, it doesn't bother me. It doesn't make you a bitch to go, you know what? That actually bothers me. I'd rather girl be a little more selective. Nothing wrong with that because a lot of girls are out there going, I'm not going to be the dude that's on 135 women. That's gross.
Yeah.
What's up, Clayton? It's a personal choice.
Hey, guys.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What you got?
So you cut that number in half. It's still way too many for me. That's ridiculous.
All right. Thank you, Clayton.
Oh, so you cut that number in a hundredth.
What's up, so Cody? Somebody.
What's going on, guys? Hey, first off, why are you guys always cutting off little Debbie Man until he gets to the best part of his call?
Oh, when he starts crying? Because he doesn't start crying, Dad.
Yeah, when he starts crying.
Stop
but
it.
Anyway. So if you like say every guy is 1,000, you know, equals to 1,000 miles, that chick would have 130,000 miles on her. She's already ready for a trade in. Either that or you're gonna have to replace the ball joints, the upper and lowers.
Okay.
You know, probably
okay. Okay. Gotcha.
She needs maintenance or you have to trade her in.
That's true.
Oh my gosh.
That's a great
What's up, OG?
That's pretty solid.
Hey, what's going on, man? You know what? 135, I'll tell you what. You better get ready to taste air.
Sir.
Emilio. Yes, Emilio.
Hey, what's going on, Bill?
What's up?
Nah, man. Just like that guy said, man, I couldn't do it. I don't want to know.
Right, but that's why maybe don't ask. Right? Because what if... Because there's a guy, right? If he'd have never asked her, he didn't know, he could think she's the most lovely person in the world. Right?
Yeah.
But because girls can't be honest about it, because guys act like bitches about it, then, you know, that's why they lie.
Has a girl ever told you her number and then you cried?
No.
No?
Yeah. No.
No.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've never asked. Like, I don't know my girl's number and I don't want to know it.
Nope. Never done that either. I didn't cry in front of her, but, man, I might have teared up a little bit. It might have really hurt me because I really like this girl.
What's up, Craig?
Yeah, so check it out. You guys are forgetting one simple rule.
What?
divide by three, and women.
Yes, it's the.
I love when people get up with a math problem and then they forget the math problem.
Yes.
Like, wait a minute.
If a man says 21, it's really 7.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If a woman says 21, it's really 63.
Yeah, I get it.
You know what the bad part was? Before my ex-wife and me got married, we were sitting there having this conversation. In depth,
Now, mind you, it actually ended up where we had to prove it by naming the first names of each one. Anyway, so check it out. She came up with her number, and I came up with mine, and neither one of us wanted to say, so we applied the math to our numbers first. She still kicked my ass.
Oh, gosh.
Damn. Well,
that's unfortunate. And you still married her, though, sir. You must have loved her.
I did for 18 years. She rocked on, but still.
She rocked on, man. That thing all rocked on.
Man, I tell you what, she rocked.
It was like Def Leppard.
She was from Chico State.
And I want to rock.
Da-da-da-da-da.
I'm
going
to rock.
It blew my mind because my number is pretty substantial. Hers
No. Well, okay, but was she good? Because I've read lots of articles that just because she might have been with 135, but that could mean she's bad at it. It does not mean that she's good at it. Now, where a girl could be with two dudes and she could be phenomenal.
She was, okay, well, first of all, her number was so high, I actually had to ask if she was counting mouth hugs or not.
Thank you, Craig. Appreciate it. Wow, that's, damn.
Yeah.
Damn, oh damn.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.